Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, all these 304s, right? Well, we all know that they're broke, right? They're lazy, right? And guys, they love to go to the internet and whine about how horrible their lives are and blame everyone. They blame racism and misogyny, right? While at the same time claiming to be strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore.
And guys, all these chicks love these socialistic ideas of I deserve this and people need to give me that, blah, 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 right? And guys, here we have a chick who says, America lied to me. So guys, we'll get into this. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my locals, my second channel, the playlist at the end, and let's get into this.
And just an FYI, I'm a Cancer, so yes, I started off the video crying because I do that just for the fun of it, you know? But I have been thinking to myself, like, I've done everything that America told me to do. Like, in high school, I went to a nice high school. I did AP classes. I passed those exams. I got into college. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in finance. I freaking love it. But, and I even did, like, I was a director of marketing for like SFA, which is like Student Finance Association, and I just did like a lot of things that I thought was required of me to leave college and get a good job and do better for myself, you know? Sorry. But it's like I'm 27. I graduated in 2020. So it's been 4 years since I've graduated. And I have not been able to land a job and
Look at that, guys. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Now, guys, this chick says she was head of marketing at her little student thing. She says she has her degree in finance, guys. I bet she has her degree in marketing, right? Come on, guys. Come on. And you should have majored in accounting. But guys, you're trying to tell me that this chick has a degree in finance and she can't get a job? Come on now.
It's really bothering me. At first, I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm just gonna be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna sew clothes. But it's like, I like that as my hobby, you know?
You can sell clothes without even having a degree. What's that about?
And the reason why I'm crying is because I have been applying to jobs and I'm just not getting them. And I'm not sure why. I even had an interview where the interview was an hour long. We were kikiing, having the time of our lives. And 3 hours later, I get an email that says that I didn't get the job. And I know that it's because the color of my skin.
Up there it is, guys. Right there, guys. I knew it. I knew it, guys. You guys were wondering why the race card was out because I knew she was gonna go there. I knew it, guys. Guys, I've been black for 43 years, guys. And my skin color has never held me back in my career. Because even if it has, I'm so focused on moving forward, I don't even notice it. Because this is a loser mentality, okay? Come on, guys. Come on. Absolutely insane.
Like, and I know that because of the dynamic of the office that I walked into. There was only one black person, and he was a black male, and he was in the corner of, like, he was like by himself, you know, and everyone.
Maybe he was working on a special project. Maybe he's kind of antisocial and doesn't want to talk to people. Maybe he was the most productive one there and everyone else was screwing around, right? Ever think of that?
Was like intermingling. So I kind of knew, but I did not let that stop me because I'm used to being in white spaces or Hispanic spaces where it's just them and not necessarily other cultures or ethnicities. And I just feel kind of, I just feel really down. You know, like I feel really down because I want more for myself. Like I haven't had a car yet, and it's not just about me buying mon like material things.
And yet you just talked about material things. And guys, I'm gonna tell you this. I said this on this channel multiple times, guys. Unless you're majoring in science, technology, engineering, math, IT, going to medical school or law school, or accounting, guys, college is a scam. Absolute scam. And she's finding this out Out the hard way.
It's like I need money for my business to propel to where I want it to, you know? And
so get it.
It's just like I have all these talents. I dance. I know how to sew. I can make clothes from scratch, you know? Like I know how to style. Outside of that, I'm great at finance. I love bookkeeping. I love general ledgers.
So why didn't you major in accounting?
You know, and it's like, I'm not getting opportunities in any of these categories. Like, yes, people buy, like, items from me and stuff from me, but it's not enough for me to move out of the neighborhood that I live in. And I know it's going to be hard for me to get out of here because it's a generational thing. People around here smoke their sorrows away, and, like, I quit doing that because I want way better for myself. And, like, just walking around and seeing how dirty the neighborhood is, like, I don't, and it's killing me because I'm doing all I can. Like, I sew 24/7, you know? Like, I was putting my all into these outfits, and I just lost that zest, you know? And it could be my Saturn return, and that I just need to change directions. And, you know, I know that God is aligning me, but it hurts that I can't indulge in things that I want to indulge in. But there's bad around me. Like, that indulgence is here. But it's like the good things I don't have around me. Like, and I also don't have connections with people who know people that can help me get opportunities.
Could it be because they can smell you have this victimhood mentality, right? And this chip on your shoulder, right? Come on, guys. Or you have this entitled attitude. Right? I went to college, so, you know, I deserve blank. No.
That's what life is about. And it's just, it's killing me slowly, you know? Like, it really is. And I don't mean to come on here and cry and stuff.
And yet you are. Like,
boo-hoo, you know? Boo-hoo you. There's people dying in other countries, you know? And even that just stresses me out. And I just feel so overwhelmed. Like, I feel so overwhelmed that I want to do great for myself, and I have great attributes, but because of the color of my skin or the way my...
There it is again, guys. Always back to the skin color. Guys, if you honestly believe that she's doing everything that she can and that it's the color of her skin...
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked.
Clown world.
Hair is, or, you know, like, even the way I speak, like, I'm pretty good at Spanish. I'm pretty good at Korean, you know? Like, I learned all these things to push myself forward, you know? Like, I can be in any space with any people of any culture. I respect all cultures, all backgrounds, you know? And it's like...
But you just think that they're all racist and don't give you opportunities because of the color of your skin. Yeah, that's real respect.
The color of my skin is landing me in this position just really breaks me, you know, because it's like I'm amazing.
Apparently not.
Sorry guys, hold on. Oh, okay, it doesn't want to pause, but I feel like maybe because you guys need to see this, but I don't want to come on here and fake it and just put outfits on. Like, it's just not in me anymore. And I don't want to resort to being an exotic dancer. I don't want to resort to low vibrational jobs, you know? And it's feeling like...
I was going to say, OF is always hiring, right, guys?
Not that that's something I have to do, but you know when you want better for yourself and these are the opportunities that are being presented to you, so you're like, should I take it? I'm not going to, because I know it's just... the negative energies, the low vibration energies trying to get me there, especially since I'm in an area where I'm fighting against all the negativity. Like, I speak to people when I see them, whether you're pushing a cart, whether you're a prostitute, whether you are, you know, someone who doesn't speak English, you know, I'll learn your language and I'll speak to you in your language, you know? Like, I have so much light in me, and this place is just so dark.
There it is, guys. Right there. So guys, this chick right here, not the chick at the beginning, but this chick here.
Please.
Well, the other girl. She's cooked, right? Guys, she's all this vibrational energy and all this crap. Us guys don't worry about that. We make our opportunities. Right? And guys, we'll start out doing stuff we hate in order to end up doing stuff we love. And guys, oftentimes all we need to do is get paid and we'll do something we hate for years. All this shit can do is victimhood, victimhood, victimhood. Right? Go back to school, be a nurse. There's plenty of jobs there. Right? Go back to school, get an accounting degree, learn to code. But guys, do not listen to women like this right here. All of it is, oh, everyone owes me. Oh, everyone's out to get me. Oh, my skin color, blah, blah, blah. Guys, I stopped talking to people like this years ago. There's a victim mentality, then there's a victor mentality, right? And what this woman doesn't understand is, this is, it's your fault. You're doing something wrong. And she's blaming so many external factors. Guys, have you ever watched like a... If you're into combat sports, like MMA, boxing, or whatever, you guys see those like those dudes that are right on the cusp of being champions, but every time that they lose, they can't admit why they lost. They're just like, oh yeah, you know, I got caught with the lucky punch, or oh, the ref stopped the fight too early. I was like, no, dude, you know, you need to make your defense better. You need to not do A, B, C, D, because the moment that you realize that you're the one that needs to improve, things start to improve. Absolutely insane. Guys, your hashtags. Ready? Hashtag business degree. Hashtag college degree. Hashtag unemployed. Hashtag motivation. Hashtag no motivation. And of course, guys, she did have to talk about God and Jesus, right? Of course. Because that's what they always do. So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Let me know what you guys think. And I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.